We left off yesterday just to try and see if we could put the final touches on the sugya. So we have a running machloikis, both a conceptual machloikis about what our take on the whole head of Echel Nefesh and Mitoch is all about. And then we have a practical machloikis as to what are some of the limitations of Echel Nefesh and Mitoch. And we suspected yesterday that there is a correlation between these two machloikis. If you take the approach, which was first and foremost led by the Ramban, Rambam is the Rosh Medabrin in terms of having the understanding that Malachas Echel Nefesh were never Asa B'chlal. We don't even have to discuss them being Mutter, they were never Asa. It's one thing to discuss whether something could potentially become Mutter, but was never Asa in the first place, as long as they talk about. So there, again, the Ramban was definitely the Rosh Medabrin in terms of that Sugya, Malachas Avoid, etc. Then you had Me'idach Gitza, you had the Shekes Aryeh who took the approach that Melechas Echel Nefesh really, really needs a matir. He needs a reason. And the reason that the Shekes Aryeh attributed to was the tremendous tzorech of Simchas Yontov and Achila. And that's what almost forced the Shekes Aryeh's hand to tell us that on Rosh Hashanah there must be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, because it's inconceivable to have a het of Echel Nefesh without the existence of Simchas Yontov. So those are really the two conceptual approaches, the two really, really extremes in HaKotze HaKotze. And we wanted to link that to the Machlekes of Rishayinim, both in terms of Asug, in terms of Beitz and Tafid Beis, whether Mitoch has any limitations to it. So if you take Rashi's approach that Mitoch is a freebie, is a green light to do anything and everything, with it, without it, everything is good. So that's very, very much in sync with the Ramban's understanding. If you take the more temperate approach, more reserved approach to Echel Nefesh, namely the view of Tosfos, that it has to be some kind of a Tzorech Hayom, Tosfos says that in Asuk, Tosfos says in Beit Tafid Beis, so that seems to be more in sync with the Sheikh's Ayah's idea, that it's not a hetagomor, it's a dechuyah type of halacha almost, and you have to find a real, real good need, and the good need has to meet the standards, and if it falls short of reaching the threshold of need of Tzorech, so it's going to be B'Yisur Emi. That was a kind of our netiya yesterday. So to really just fine-tune the sugi a little bit, we have to be a little bit more intellectually honest than we said yesterday. And we have to really show and present that there may be certain gray areas and certain almost very, very nuanced shita somewhere in the middle in terms of this grandiose picture that we wanted to paint yesterday. We had this like the netiya to paint this two extreme views. And now let's kind of, put things back, perhaps into a more correct perspective. Within Shittas Rashi, that everything goes with Mitoch. Mitoch is gewaltig. It's amount to anything and everything under the sun. One would have believed, as the Ran, in fact, argued in Maseches Beitzah, that should result in the following halacha being true. It's Erev Yontif, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have two choices. I can either cook my food for tonight's dinner now, or I could say, no, I don't want to bother cooking now. I want to play golf now. I'll cook tonight. What's the big deal? Is there anything wrong with that approach? So the Ran said no. The Ran says there is nothing wrong with that approach. I mean, maybe there is something wrong playing golf or Yontif. That's another story. But there's nothing per se. Altuchas Malachas Yontif. There's really nothing wrong with doing that, because it's mutter. The chutra. It was the Ran's lead. It's chutra. Chutra means vis-a-vis bishop. It's not really Yontif tonight. There's nothing wrong with it. Bechla almost smacks a little bit of the Ramban's idea. So if we're right that Rashi Shita is that Echel Nefesh is mamish chutra, Echel Nefesh is like the Ran's theory, like the Ramban's theory in effect, there should have been nothing wrong with waiting it out till tonight to cook. But that is not the case. How do I know that's not the case? Because of Rashi's comments in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Beitzah. There is an age-old problem, one of the deep, dark mysteries of Maseches Beitzah, of Hilchos Yontif, is the fact that on the one hand we know Echel Nefesh is mutter, and we can cook, and we can knead dough, and we can carry, we can make fires, all these things. And yet there are a few malachas that Chazal single out that say cannot be done on Yontif, even though they're clearly in the Tzorech Echel Nefesh. There's not a shayla about it. One of those melachos is tzedah. That's the name of the parak. Ain't sodin. Why ain't sodin? Why is there an incident to trap an animal? If I want to eat the animal, why can't I trap it? The fairish. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yontif. Because fishing is going to be a tzedah of the dagim. That's an isagam, as I state in the Mishnah. Ain't sodin. You're not allowed to go trapping the deer. But I want to eat the deer. You're allowed to shech the deer. You're not allowed to trap the deer. Kahina v'chahina. Why not? What's for ain't sodin? The name of the parak should be tzodin b'yontif. Why ain't sodin b'yontif? It's a pilei ploy. So there are many, many answers given to this question. So Rashi attempts to give his answer at the beginning of the third paragraph. Rashi says that the only time we find that echal nefesh is mutter on yontif is if it's efshe mibiyad yom. But if it's efshe mibiyad yom, you have to do mibiyad yom. Now Rashi fine-tunes that by saying, what do you mean efshe? Well, you can't shecht me'er v'yontif. Why did I shecht an animal on yontif? Why couldn't you shecht it yesterday? Rashi says, yes, you could have, but the meat would begin to spoil a little bit. It wouldn't taste so fresh. So Rashi says that efshe and efshe doesn't mean impossible. It means that if it's efshe to do it in a way that won't detract from the quality of your yontif meal, so then you mechuv to wait until you mechuv do erev yontif. Therefore, shechita zot Rashi is mutter. Bishul afi is mutter. Because those things, if you cooked and baked from yesterday, it's not going to taste as fresh today. But seidah, just trap the animal and let it sit there on the tree, and then afterwards you'll shecht it. So Rashi says very clearly that the reason why ain't sodin b'yomtif is because it's efshar b'yayim. And that's probably the same reason why the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Maseches Beitza, you're not allowed to be kaitzer on yomtif. You're not allowed to go to a fruit tree and pluck off an apple on yomtif. Why not? Echal nefesh. So Rashi would probably give the same answer that it's efshar b'yad yayim, and presumably the fruit's not going to spoil. So wait a second. This Rashi doesn't seem to fit into our theory of Rashi. We committed yesterday at the end of this year, Rashi's part of the team of the Ramban and the Ran and the Rishonim, were saying that there's nothing wrong whatsoever with Kippur and Yom. It's a freebie, it's a green light, and therefore you can do whatever you want with Tzarech, without. So everything goes. But wait a second. If everything goes, so then why is there a requirement of Efshe b'yad yom, yaseh b'yad yom? Where did that come from? So one could hide behind, you know, a very, very simple Torah to say, oh, come on, it's only Chulin d'Rabbanan. Rashi didn't really mean to say that it's a din d'Araisa. It can't be. Din d'Araisa, the Ramban is right, d'Araisa, the Ran is right, d'Araisa, mitaych is about to everything. All Rashi's saying is that this pas nish mit the Rabbanon, you should spend your entire day of Yontif doing all kinds of different activities that are not really in the spirit of the day. Bishul, what am I going to do? I would really prefer the women not be cooking on Yontif. I'd much rather they be sitting and enjoying the Yontif. I'd much rather they be saying Tehillim, they're davening, saying, I have much better Yontif ticket things for the women to do on Yontif than to be sitting in the kitchen. What do you do? If they don't cook on Yom Tov, we're going to have miserable food. The food from yesterday is going to be leftovers. Well, the kids are going to say, ew, we don't eat leftovers. So, raise prayer, what do you do? We would much rather not have the Sheikh sitting around and shechting chickens on Yom Tov. It's just not. There's so many other better Yom Tov things they can do. What are you going to do? If you're going to rely on all the shechitas of yesterday, all the meat is not going to taste fresh today. So, raise prayer. So, therefore, mid the Rabbanim, we're not going to slap an Issa the Rabbanim on you, not to cook, not to bake, not to shecht, etc. But those activities that can easily be done by Yod Yom, and it won't impact on the Yontif, ki hu zeh. So although min ha-Torah, there's really nothing wrong with doing it, but mid the Rabbanon, it's not a good idea. And therefore, we can delegate Rashi's Shita to Ein Tzadon to an Issa the Rabbanon, and Ein Ketrin to an Issa the Rabbanon. But if you want to know min ha-Torah, there's really nothing wrong with doing Malach on Yontif, even if it could have been done by Yod Yom. The whole Issa is all mid the Rabbanon. So that is a possibility. It is a possibility. Midas Rashi. It is Nitan Lehamer. And that would take the steam out of our kasha. So if that Mahalach and Rashi is correct, so then basically Rashi is talking in sync with everything we said yesterday. We were right in the end of the year yesterday. We were intellectually honest yesterday. And we're not so bothered with this Rashi. This Rashi is not going to make or break anything for us. It's not going to kill us, this Rashi. Because Rashi just is saying on a pure chumran level of the Rabbah. But could we say something a little bit more razzle-dazzle? Of course we could, because otherwise we wouldn't say that we would. Could we This is a bad pun, and I don't mean it as a pun, so please don't take it. We have our cake and eat it on Yom Tov. Can we stick to what we said yesterday? The Rashi Shita is that Echol Nefesh is a green light. Legamre green light. Almost going to Ikvei Saramban of Kamalech Zavayda Lo Sassu does Nishke Melech Zavayda. And yet Rashi still holds, if you can avoid it, you have to avoid it. If you could have done it yesterday, you have to do it yesterday. Can anyone give me a hakdara for that? L'chair, it defies logic. What the Ran thought was absurd. The Ramban used the heter of doing it, maybe a yem, is the proof positive. That is the definition of hutra. And I'm trying to tell you, no. Rashi at gezogt. It's hutra. Could be it's better than hutra. It's nishmalach zavoida. You can do shalotzer klal. Everything's hunky-dory. But if it's ever should be a yom, you better try to do it, maybe a yem. What kind of hakdara is that? What kind of din is that? Any ideas? You have all the information at your fingertips to answer this question. Yeah. But that's the problem. If it's a het the gomer, it's het the gomer. Then what do I have to do? F should be a yom is a svara and dechuyo. Means I really, really want to. It's like we gave the case to the chayla yesterday. The Ran would say, if you can drive to the hospital on, let's say a person gets sick at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Shabbos is up till 5 o'clock, and the doctor says you have to be here by 8 o'clock tonight. So the Ran says, "Hayitochin, the guy is right at 4 o'clock. Oh, first of all, daven mincha, some kabbal Shabbos, some ma'ariv, a mekiddush of suda, and 7:30 I'll drive to the hospital. Meshugana." You're driving 4 o'clock, my father's on in Kabbalah Shabbos. Well, you're crazy. You're going to go to Melacha if you don't have to. So, if Rashi believes that Eichel Nefesh is futral, the Gamma, the West, that's a klal, what's the idea of doing it? Maybe Adyan. But, no, forget it. But Rashi seems to be saying, by cooking also, Rashi seems to hold, if you can cook with Adyan, you have to cook with Adyan. So I want to argue that it's a dimmi deraisa, according to Rashi. How are you talking? Again, if you want to hide behind the Rabbanan, it's called a chumur Rabbanan, and call it a day, but then it's life's easy. But generally in learning, when you give up Dora as a dimmi deraisa, you got to work a lot harder. The dimmi deraisa can sometimes be a little bit hazy. It doesn't mean there could be a hefkavel dimmi deraisa, but the hagdoras for dimmi deraisa don't have to be as exact as hagdoras for dimmi deraisa. So what kind of hagdoras deraisa is this? Oh, so I think Jeremy hit it on the nose. We developed the yesod a day or two ago that even within Rashi's world, there may be a few exceptions to the rule, a few things that you can't do. Let's try to collect what were some of those things that you can't do according to Rashi. You can't cook and carry for goyim. Interesting. You can't cook and carry for Kolobim, for behemoths, for animals. Interesting. What else did Rashi possibly say? You can't cook for when? If not for when. You can't cook for blank, if not for blank. Give me the two blanks.
Yom Tov Chol.
You can't cook for Chol, if not for what? What
was it?
Give me one word. Five letters.
Hoel.
If not for Hoel, not like the Shem Kibetzis. If not for Holil, Rashi at Gazok would be an Issa deraisa to cook for tomorrow. So what is the common denominator of all those things? Klovim, Goyim, tomorrow. So there was one fourth case where somehow Eichel Nefesh and Mitoich break down. What was that? What was the model? Two words in this one. What? The case that you can't light fires for in the Torah. What was that? Sefer Kachim. Sefer Nicer. So what's the common denominator? What's the theme that connects these four areas of halacha? If you didn't come to the shiur the last week, and I would say to you, there are four different scenarios that you can't cook. One is a behemoth. One is a non-Jew. One is for tomorrow. And one is to burn kachim. Give me the underlying principle behind all four of these, I'd say, what does it do? They have nothing to do with each other. What does a dog have to do with kosher? What does a guy have to do with tomorrow? What's the answer? They're all what? They're all midi d'chol. They're all chol dika halachas. They're different applications, different manifestations of chol. One is your kavan is to eat tomorrow. One is you're feeding, you're cooking for a dog who it's not yontif him, you cook for a guy it's not yontif him. One is the sreifas kotchim, which is the carbon that was yesterday's carbon. So they're different manifestations of chol, but they're all in yonif and chol. Can we add on a fifth inyan of chol? Something that could have what? It could have been done yesterday. The same way that Rashi said, Sreifas Kotchim is called yesterday's mitzvah because it came from yesterday's korban. Something that was Efsha B'Yayim is called meeting the chol. So the word that Efsha B'Yayim doesn't mean you have to try to mitigate the yisr. You have to try to avoid it. That's not the biradov. Usually when we think of, if it's Efsha B'Yayim, Efsha B'Yayim is a svara that don't do the aveir if you don't have to. That's not the pshat b'yontif according to Rashi. On a level of deraisa, there's nothing wrong with doing the aveira because it's not an aveira. What Efshim b'yayim means is we now view these actions that you're doing as choldike actions. And as choldike actions, that's the gzeres akos of l'chem b'lo l'yakom. That's the gzeres akos of sreifas kotshim. That's the parsha that the Torah is saying that even though mitaychus het gomer, nechonav is het gomer, there's nothing to worry about. What you're doing is a het gomer, but if it's chol trumps everything. Midi dechol avdina that you can't do under any circumstances. Midi dechol. So it comes out that Rashi's unique sheet, the beginning of the third parak of Mitzah, that you're not allowed to trap animals for this reason. And therefore, according to Rashi, you wouldn't be able to cook either, if not for the fact that the food zechabi is fresh. This is not just a din derabon. It could very well be. This is mamash a din deraisa. The Ramah, the beginning of Chaz Yantav, quotes this Rashi, la halacha, that we should try, if we can, to be machbit, not to prepare things on Yantav, if we could have prepared maybe al yom. The only thing is, it's not clear for the Ramah. The Ramah mean it as a chashash derabon, as a chashash deraisa. But the Ramah does quote this Rashi. What would this mean practically? It means you can't trap animals. Okay, shkoch. Everyone agrees you can't trap. It's a Mishnah. So whether you accept Rashi or not, my nafkamina, cooking you can cook. Shechti you can shechti. You can do all the things anyway because even Rashi agrees those things are yach shem b'yal diyayim. So there is a potential chumrah floating around that this would really, really throw a monkey wrench at all of Chaz Yontif today. You can't cook on Yontif, is my husband. Don't tell your mothers that. You can't cook, maybe you should. They'll appreciate it. Why can't you cook on Yontif as man as that? It's actually maybe
we have refrigeration.
We have a refrigerator today. Your freezer today. The way you're cooking a week before, put it in the freezer and take it out on Yontif. According to what we're saying, if you don't do that, and you go ahead and you actively cook on Yontif, it's a chashash deraisa. Before we came along, it was only a chupas b'chumah midrabanan, maybe. Now we just put it into a perspective of being a deraisa, because that's part of the hagdara of midi d'chol. That's the zesikol sreifas kotshim. Who would have ever thought when a woman cooks today on yontif, she's violating sreifas kotshim on yontif? Go tell that to your mothers. It's a big, big, big finish. So the minhag olam is not that way. Why is the olam not knowing that way? I think it's generally assumed that even with refrigeration, we'll take a quick show of hands, I won't tell anybody in your family, the mothers or wives, but between you and me, you have a piece of chicken that was cooked yesterday and has been in the refrigerator, or just mamish came out of the oven right now. A piece of schnitzel that's just like steaming right out of the frying pan right now. Hands up for those who think that a good fresh piece of chicken still tastes better than yesterday's chicken with all the refrigeration. The people didn't answer, such tzaddikim, that they can't even be, they're chas shalom lost their sense of taste. So hopefully whoever lost it should get it back pretty soon. So if you want your sense of smell back, just keep it hanging around here at 11:30 in the morning. You'll, those who are here know what I'm saying. Okay, back to our story, Rabbi Yisai. So, we have a fascinating biur, Midas Rashi. We have this whole lundish mahalach developing Midas Rashi that Echol Nefesh is gewaldic. Amitech is gewaldic. Everything is gewaldic. Except Echol is not gewaldic. Me'idach Gisa, the Ran seems to present a little bit of a contradiction to us also in terms of his general gisha, his general approach to the sugya, and his practical implementations of his approach. Because the Ran yesterday was very, very strong in presenting that Echol Nefesh is hutra. And the Ran said, you don't have to do anything with Biyod Yom, not necessary. And Rebbe Bishurim is mutar l'gamrei. And that's the demarcation between Pikuach Nefesh and Echol Nefesh. That was the Ran's whole theory of yesterday. So based on what we said at the end of the show yesterday, we would have believed that the Ran would be in the camp of those Rishonim who say that Mitoch has no bounds, there's no limits to it. Because if we really believe that there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, so why should there be any hesitation whatsoever? And we lumped together the Ram, basically the Ramban, pretty much the Ramban. And we lumped the Ram together with Rashi and Beit Stafid Beis as part of that theory of Rishonim that Echol Nefesh and Mitoch knows no limits whatsoever. And then we come to Maseches Pesachim and we realize that we were wrong. Why? Because we remember the Ran in Maseches Pesachim did put the brakes on Mitoch, big time put the brakes on Mitoch. What was the Ran's big time limitation of Mitoch? How did the Ran tight up the sugya on the vav of Mitoch to Pesach? Why is Kaifel of us a kli? The Ran says, because there's no tzarech hayoyim. What do you mean? What do you mean no tzarech hayoyim? It's a big tzarech hayoyim. Tashbisa by Ran? Nah, you how come I asking you a mavat water? The Ran says, the Gemara is talking about religious people who know to be mavat water. Everyone says, kol chamir erev yontif. Now you find Chametz of Pesach. What's the big deal? What's the big tzarech? What's the tzarek? Of Alt Kishrigan, all the boss of Bekas Chametz, mid the Rabbani, not supposed to rely on Bittor. Remember? Shevelo Yvata Belev Shalom. Anyone remember Iran? Isn't there a Dinder Rabbani called Bedikas Chametz? Yeah, the Iran says there's a Dinder Rabbani called Bedikas Chametz, but that's not a tzarek. If you'd ask Meshir Abeinu, I have a Gavaldik tzarek in my hands. I want to carry a tissue because my nose, I have a cold. My allergies are bothering me. Meshir Abeinu said, you have an allergy? I accept that. Meshir Abeinu, I have a tremendous tzarek. I just found a piece of Chametz in the house. I want to burn it. Pesach. Rashi Rabbeinu would say, Reb Yid, did you bevatel your chametz? Of course. So Rashi Rabbeinu would say, so what do you want? Midaraisik mitli abasagi. But Rashi Rabbeinu is a mishnah psochim. Or the boss of blanket is a chametz. You don't want to rely on bittul. Don't you know the Ran? Shabbi loy vatel leif shalit. Don't you know you're not allowed to rely on bittul mid the rabbanon? So Rashi Rabbeinu would look at you with a straight face and say, Reb Yid, he said, you want to violate an issa d'oraisa of lighting a fire in Yontif, and you want to hide behind the tzorech that the Torah doesn't accept as the tzorech. In my days, says Moshe Rabbeinu, back in the midbar, we never heard of bedikas chametz. We didn't do bedikas chametz in the midbar. You know what we did in the midbar erev Pesach? Let me show you what erev Pesach looked like back in the good old days in the midbar. Everyone would get together and not even say a word. It was like a little kumzitz. Everyone would be quiet in music. And Moshe Rabbeinu would say to everybody, okay, guys, all together, think all together. Don't even say it. Quote the Moshe Shem. Kol chabira v'chamiya di'ika b'shuse libata v'leve ki'afer di'ar. Was it? Game's over. Then you go play golf if you want. You can do whatever you want. There's nothing else to do. Hang around later for coming Pesach. We have a few hours in the afternoon. Otherwise, there's nothing to do. The whole Daf Yomi of the last 2 weeks doesn't exist in the Midbar. It was instituted by some days, then sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Nasi. Somebody decided that we need Bidikas Chametz. So the Ran says that when you're defining what's called the Tzarech Hayayim from Mitoch, it's got to be a Deraistik Tzarech. The Rabbanu Tzarech doesn't meet the mark. So you'd ask Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to tell me carrying a tissue is better than Bidikas Chametz? Yeah. Carrying tissue is more important than Bidikas Chametz. You're right. The Rabbanu Shalom, the Torah Kedoshah recognizes the significance of blowing your nose, and the Torah does not recognize the significance of doing Bidikas Chametz. That is correct statement according to the Rabbanu. Now, Tosfos didn't like that. Tosfos and Ksubas, I thought that was not correct. Tosfos says, you're going to tell me that a din der Rabbanu is not called the Torah Chayoyim? Tosfos couldn't fathom. could that be? It's all the tzairech. How could it be worse than blowing your nose? It can't be. If you're wondering why I give the marshal blowing your nose like 100 times, I remember when I first learned this in 11th grade by Marcus, that's all. So I remember he kept on giving that marshal. He said, carry a tissue. You're allowed to carry a tissue. You can't burn chametz. He said like 100 times. Like that's what the Ron says. You can't burn chametz. You're allowed to carry a tissue. It's startling, as the Ron says. So Rabbi Isai, the Ron holds you need a tzorach hayayim. And the Ron is actually a very, very strict definition of what tzorach hayayim means. Wait a second. If the Ron has the tzorach hayayim as being necessary, how does that fit into the Ron back in Sechas Beitza? That was your kash yesterday, right? That's a shtayr kash. That's a very, very powerful kash. How can you tell me at the same time that you need a tzorach hayayim and then say that, oh, it's okay, everything's so true? So basically, I think the correct answer to that question is as follows. Yeah. We were so excited to find the Ramban of our Torah, and we were so excited to find the Ran Beitza, we made them friends, put them together, and we said, that's the same thing. But the Ramban is saying in the Olam HaSal Yehidim in terms of Taish, the Ramban is writing a parish of Chumash. So what the Ramban's writing in his parish of Milas, so the words of the Melachas Avodah, the Ramban is expressing the halachic reality of Hutra, and therefore it's Reba Shirin is Mutter, and therefore Efshim Yob is Mutter. The Ram wasn't writing a parish of Chumash. The Ramban wasn't writing a Sefer Aluch, and the Ram wasn't writing a parish of Chumash. So we linked the two and said they're probably all saying the same thing. No, they're not. The Kimech and Mizrach Limayrev, they're not saying the same thing. What the Ramban said is that Echol Nefesh was never Osir in the first place. The Torah never asked Eichel Nefesh, and therefore there was never a reason to be mad to Eichel Nefesh. Melechas Avodah teaches me that if it's not Melechas Avodah, it was never be Isser Bechlam. According to the Ramban, cooking on Yom Tov is about as awesome as drinking a bottle of water on Yom Tov. Carrying on Yom Tov is about as awesome as walking on the street on Yom Tov. These activities were never awesome. Everything's butter to prove an awesome. It was never awesome at Chila. It was not Bechlal Yisuf, says the Rambam. That's not what the Ran said. What did the Ran say? What was the moshel that the Ran used? What was the Hagdor, the halachic Hagdor that the Ran used to describe Echol Nefesh? Not the Chuya, that it's not. That's Echol Nefesh is that. It's not the Chuya. What did the Ran say? It's Hutra. Is Hutra of the Ran the same as Melech Zavayt of the Ramban? Not at all. Hutra means attack is asur, it should have been asur, and the Torah comes with this all-sweeping, all-encompassing matir, and when the Torah says it's mutter, so now we say it's together hutra, not together dechuyah. Dechuyah and hutra are similar in the sense of they both acknowledge that there was an issur to reckon with. What dechuyah and hutra part ways is that dechuyah says there was an issur to reckon with, and there still was an issur to reckon with. And it still be Surah Aymeh, except Nebuch with a heavy heart, you have to do it anyway. What Hutra means is, you don't have to do it with a heavy heart. The Torah said the Issa doesn't apply under these circumstances. So when you have a Chaydish Yesh B'Sakona, if you would hold it, Pekuch Nefesh is Hutra. The Ran happens not to hold the way, but Ram Rutenberg, other Bisham do hold that way. What the other Bisham say is that when you're in the middle of a hospital, and there's a patient who needs an emergency surgery, under those circumstances, it's Tuesday afternoon. It's not Shabbos. And there are many, many halachic ramifications at that state. If you say that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, then the answer is no, it's still Shabbos afternoon. And with a heavy heart, not quite to say Al Chaychach Tos Lefanecha, because you're not doing anything wrong, but Nebuch with a heavy heart, the Torah is telling you to be Mechal Shabbos. But everybody agrees with the old Dechuya or the old Hutra, before the Heter of the Chaybehem, there was something wrong here. There's something that has to be overridden. Whether it's being overridden between the Dechuya or Hutra, that's a very long Dishim HaChagas with the point of Kaminas. But everyone agrees that there was an issue to start with. Some of you may remember, those were in the show last year, so I told over the story last year, beginning of the year, before Corona even, I had to take my mother to the hospital at the beginning of the year or last year. So I had to drive, I wasn't literally driving, it was an Uber, whatever it was. So I was in the car on Shabbos, and I was thinking to myself, I said, what should my mindset be? So I remember I told over two stories. I told over one story from the Brisker Rav and one story about the Chassidish Rebbe, about when they were involved in different acts of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Brisker Rav was so upset. And the Rebbe was Valdat Nashay Mitzvah, Zinim Mucham Zum, Nakai Mitzvah, Sishav Chayim. So I said, it's a machlek, it's a Rishayim. It depends what you think is the Chuy Hudra. If you think it's the Chuy, the Brisker Rav's right. So how can you be happy about it? You can be miserable about it. You got to do it, but your kid should be happy about it. According to, if you hold the tutra, so it's gavaldik. So I'm doing a wonderful mitzvah v'chaybem, and I'm not losing. Or gain or loss. I didn't do chilosh, it's not chilosh, it's Tuesday for me. So I said, it's a machlokes harishonim, it's a machlokes in emotions, what the emotion should be. Depends on what you think, it's a chilosh tutra. So then I think I added on at the time, I said that for me, I thought it was a holiday, it was okay, because I wasn't even doing a deraisa. I was only sitting in the car. The worst was the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is a Pasha for Shuvatra. It means lo gozru b'chayyam. It's not Rinez that talks about that. Whether the Rabbanan, when you violate the Rabbanan for the Goch Nefesh, is that even in the Pasha of the Chuyah? Maybe that's the Chlal nothing. It's zero. So it's a Lomdisha car ride. Okay. Anyway, back to the story. So, but the fact that the Ran is Nachas Lekach, that it's Hutra, I don't think the Ran is saying what the Rabban is saying. I don't think the Ran is saying that cooking and carrying and lighting fires are mamish nothing, never were anything. I think he's acknowledging that they are something, but he's just saying don't delegate them to the category of the Chuya, they're rather Hutra. And therefore, Yubishun is Mutta, therefore it's Efshu B'Yajab is Mutta, all of the above. But it's basically fundamentally the Ged of Hutra. If that's the case, it's not that carrying is not a malacha on Yontif. It is a malacha on Yontif. It's just that it's subject to a heter. So what is the heter? The heter is Echol Nefesh. Now, we have a Mishnah in the Gemara in Beit Tzafid Beis. It says, by the way, Echol Nefesh doesn't mean literally food. It means mitach shutra al tzor namish al tzor. Okay. So, argues the Ran, Chol Zman that falls into the heter of then it's hutra. And kol zman it doesn't, then it's not the chuyah, it's also, but not Torah. That's like saying that, let's say for Naniach we would hold that pikuach nefesh is hutra and Shabbos. So would you say the following? Well, it's Tuesday afternoon, even though it's really Shabbos, it's Saturday afternoon, but Alpi did it Tuesday after it's Hutra. So I'm allowed to drive my car, l'chadchila, shum l'chadchila, no hesitations, everything's mutta l'gamri, no suffix, no zero. So I'm driving my car. So while I'm driving my car, I want to turn on the radio also. I want to care, I want to hear the news. It's Hutra, it's Tuesday, right? It's a joke, no? No? Was that a joke? It's Tuesday l'gabri, what? Lagabi, what the Torah told you, it's Tuesday, Lagabi. But for everything else, it's still Shabbos. Somebody asked Michelle just the other day that they had to take the wife and a baby, it's past Shabbos. So they had to drive her to the hospital on Shabbos. So they said to me afterwards that they felt very bad that they didn't know the way to the hospital. So they had to take their phone with them and Waze it to get to the hospital. So I said, why do you feel bad for me? I said, if you wouldn't have done Waze, you would have ended up in the wrong place. Your wife would have had a baby on the George Washington Bridge. I mean, hopefully he knows how to get from T-Neck to the George Washington Bridge. You would have gotten had a baby on the tri-bar. You would have gone to the wrong bridge. So I said, that was also a Tzarech HaYayim. Not Tzarech HaYayim. There was also a Tzarech Pekuch Nefesh. I calmed him down. But let's say, on the way, he didn't turn on his phone for Waze. Is it a good opportunity to hear a shiur while you're Torah? Why not? He'll plug in and, you know, connect to hear a shiur about what Pekuach Nefesh is the Chuyah Hutra, Gevaldik, Shabbos afternoon. It's wonderful. It's like a certain organization that had sign up for Shabbatons. And they realized people were signing up on Shabbos for next Shabbos. So they called me and asked me, should they mix the So I said, how can you have a feature on your website, sign up for Shabbaton, and everyone's signing up on Shabbos? Doesn't look right. Chalel Shabbos Achaz, she's real stuff. Not for now. So when the Ran says that Echon Nefesh is Chutra, that means if it's Echon Nefesh, it's Chutra. But if it's not, it's not. So therefore, it's not a stira for the Ram to call it Chutra, and therefore, even after Rebbe Yom is okay, and if Rebbe Shurin is Mut, everything's hunky dory, everything's gevaldik, but if it's not Echon Nefesh slash extended definition of Echon Nefesh mitaych, it's like awesome in a Torah. And that's why the Ram Psach was not a stira to the Ram Beitz. One last akud of the sugya. If you go down the Ramban, that Echon Nefesh were never also in the first place, because these malachas were just never malachas avodah. So then I understand very, very well what Beis Hillel meant when they said mitoch. Remember we pointed out when we started the sugya, there's no mokar in the Gemara for mitoch. There's no mokar in the chumash for mitoch. The Gemara never says benoni bilah is mitoch. We have no idea where it comes from. Some Amorim said it doesn't exist. The Shammai for sure they hold it doesn't exist. But Beis Hillel, when we paskin, Beis Hillel accepted this idea, but the Chadash is the idea of mitoch. Where did it come from, benoni bilah? So the only approach that we had to make sense of mitoch is the Ramban. Because Ramban is saying you don't need a pasuk for mitoch because these are not malachas avodah in the first place. But according to everyone else on the page, including the Ran, that Echon Nefesh really is osur. It's just the Torah's matter. Either b'Torah's the chuyah, b'Torah's the chuyah, whatever you think it is. Whether you think the shakasai is right, that's fundamentally like the chuyah. Whether you think it's fundamentally hutra, whatever you think it is. It's got to be something. So what's the where's the source? Where'd it come from? You can't fall back on the Ramban. So there's got to be a pasuk somewhere in between the lines. Anyone know any idea? So there's a Sefer Yoreiv. It says that Chazal must have had a pasuk. You know what the pasuk is? Acha she'i ochel l'chol nefesh. Nefesh, what does nefesh mean? Nefesh is neshama. Ye'ochel l'chol nefesh means tzorchi aguf, tzorchi neshama. Carrying a lulav, carrying a shofar, simchas yontav, pushing a baby carriage. That's all included in Acha she'i ochel l'chol nefesh. Achila is one example of tzorchi nefesh. Another example also tzorchi nefesh. So there is a pasuk in some shape or form to be matir mitoch. Get the mitoch stam is for a biyalma. So we have a major, major machloksim here floating around. We have machloksim in conceptual what Echon Nefesh is all about. We have machloksim in applications of Echon Nefesh, applications of mitoch. How do we get onto this whole sugya? It's really a Beit Yedeis sugya. The answer is it's not totally Beit Yedeis. It's also Pesachim Dav Hei and Davav. Because part of what's flying around in Rabbi Akiva's drasha, with the Rav Avav, like the Chosu Pesach, you have to understand what's going on, what the parameters of Echon Nefesh and Mitoch are all about. So, Ayyatim and Advar Mabaisai, we finished the three sugyas that were the three shmaminas of Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rabbi Shmamin Rabbi Akiva Tlas, and Biachamas Al Shreifa, we spoke about that a little bit, and then because we spoke about that, so we kind of snuck in as an afterthought the sugya of women's chiyav elected Rabbi Tashmisu, that didn't really count to the three. Then we had sugya number two was Havar Lalav Yotzos, versus Lachalik Yotzos, because that was the seventh Shemamino. Then we had the third is that Rabbi Akiva denies Mitoich. We accept Mitoich. That changes all the rules of the game. So we can make a see about how long we've been doing this for. At least 2 weeks. About 2 weeks or so, just understanding Rabbi Akiva's Hochocho, the Tashbisu is an Erev Yontif. That's all we did in 2 weeks. Gavaldik, Umoli Bonu Dayenu, just to do that. Spend the whole year on just Rabbi Akiva's. And remember, when we introduced Rabbi Akiva, we said that the Rambam says, we really know Tashbis was there, Pesach, even without Rabbi Akiva, because we kach nem Allah Moshe B'Sinai. But the Rabbanu Shal B'Chach Mosai put into the Torah, Shabbat Sav, the ability to figure it out. So, Milan of Golden Rabbi Akiva, who looked, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Menachas, Rabbi Akiva, Shabbeinu looked up to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was, ach. He saw things that nobody else in the world saw in the Tashbih Bichsav. Tilim Shahalachas. So Bekiva saw in his whole model of Yontif. He had this whole mindset about Yontif. He thought about Embi Chametz L'Shreifa for 6 months. Then he thought about Varlav Yatzis for 6 months. Then he thought about Mitoich for 6 months. And after putting this whole package together, we came up with this theory. If you really understand the Amkas and Devarim and these three sugyas, then you could see in the Chumash and Tashbich Sav the notion that Tashmizu cannot possibly be on Yom Tov. So Baruch Hashem Shezachinu, to be able to spend a little bit of time to get into the mind of Rabbi Akiva, wow, it's quite an accomplishment. Rabbi Sai, the sugyas are coming to an end now, and now we begin a brand new sugya. Should we start the new recording? For sure, we're going to end show a little bit early today, don't worry. I said we're going to start the sugya, so I'm going to start the sugya today.